From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
This is Alan Kern saying hello to you and welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us as we continue our study of the work of a Christian minister as described by the Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. Before we turn to God's Word, we'll have some music, but first, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4 for our daily devotional Bible study on the subject, the greatness of God's mercy. Ephesians 2:4 says, God is rich in mercy. One of the problems David faced when he came to the throne was how to treat the descendants of Saul. Many a cruel tyrant would have utterly destroyed the descendants of a previous regime in order to establish their own position. But David showed great mercy when he took a helpless grandson of Saul and made him a guest at his table, as we read in 2 Samuel chapter 9. Yet how infinitely greater is the mercy of God that he displays in our salvation. First, God's mercy is greater in his bringing us out from rebellion and sin. Though God's way is perfect, we choose to go our own way in fulfilling the desires of our flesh and of our mind. We sided with the rebellion of this world rather than with the Lord, and we served under the prince of the power of the air. No one could fault the Lord were he to go to war against such children of wrath and utterly destroy them. But we read that God is rich in mercy, and for his great love wherewith he loved us, he quickened us together with Christ. By grace he saved us, rather than giving us over to the damnation we deserved. What a mystery! That the Lord of glory should treat us kindly is wonderful, but that he should love us surpasses imagination. Oh, let us never forget the love of God bestowed on us rebellious sinners. We have thought of the mercy of David, but God's mercy is greater in his bringing us to a place of exaltation and glory. In uniting us to Christ, the Lord has quickened, raised, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. We now have a perfect standing before God. We read concerning Saul's grandson that he later fell out of favor with David. But we can never lose the favor of the Lord. His purpose of grace for us is eternal and unchangeable. He intends in the ages to come to show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. In the light of this surpassing mercy, ought we not to do the will and the work of our Savior with surpassing joy? Our thought for the day is from Augustine, the ancient bishop of Hippo. He said, sin is brought in with birth, and not removed, save by the new birth.
Thank you.
In each broadcast here on Let the Bible Speak, we offer some free literature. One booklet we mention is A New Beginning, and I'd like to say a word to you about it. A New Beginning is an updated version. By updated, I refer mostly to the artistic presentation of the material, though the text has been slightly expanded. It's an updated version of a booklet I first produced in the 1970s. Since then, something around 500,000 copies have been distributed, and the Lord has richly blessed it. The booklet is a plain man's guide to what the Bible says on the matter of how to be saved. With an abundance of scripture quotation, it's an excellent yet simple presentation of the gospel to meet the needs of the lost. But it doesn't stop there. It goes on to explain the biblical basis of assurance and to give instructions in the first steps of the Christian life. If you're not saved and would like help in understanding God's way of salvation, if you battle with the matter of assurance, or if you're a young believer needing help in the first steps of your new life, then this booklet will help you. We'll be glad to send it to you free of charge if you write or call and request it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. And our toll-free telephone number is 1-866-877-LTBS. 1-866-877-5827. We trust that you'll be in touch with us soon. And if you need to have one, we'll be delighted to send you A New Beginning.
Dear Savior, Thou art mine. How sweet the thought to me. Let me repeat Thy name and lift my heart to Thee. Thou art the sinner's friend, so I Thy friendship claim. A sinner saved by grace, when Thy sweet message came. Mine, 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 I know Thou art mine. Heart was touched, Thy pardoning voice I heard, and joy and peace came in while listening to Thy word. So let me sing Thy praise, so let me call Thee mine. I cannot doubt Thy word, I know that I am Thine. Mine, 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 I know. Mine, save.
Now we turn to God's Word in Colossians chapter 1. We're looking at the section commencing at verse 24. It says that, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but is now made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We're going to be considering especially the beginning of that passage in verse 24, looking at Paul's exposition of what it is to minister the glorious gospel of Christ. So far, we have got to look at a brief introduction, but today we note that in treating this subject, Paul deals with two main themes, a faithful and glorious ministry and a rich and glorious mystery. And it's the first of these, what he terms, or what we will term, should I say, a faithful and a glorious ministry, that we're now turning our attention. So let's open the Word of God at Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, for the ministry of the gospel.
When you read this passage, you'll see that to Paul, the work of the ministry had two fundamental elements. He uses two words of basic importance. First of all, the minister is a servant of men. Now, I know that he's called the servant of God, and there the word is usually the slave, the bond slave of the Lord. And a minister ought never to forget that. He is indentured to the service of his master. But the word here is really the word that we use for deacon. A deacon is a servant. And the gospel minister is a servant among men. His calling is to labor for the good of the saints of God. His work is for the sake of the body of Christ, which is his church. His endeavor is to present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, that is, on the great day of his return. The minister of the gospel, therefore, is a servant among men. As Peter says, the elders, the overseers, the bishops, the ministers, they are not lords over God's heritage. They are bond slaves of Christ, yes, but they are servants to spend and be spent, whatever the cost, in terms of personal popularity, personal ease, personal gain or loss, whatever the cost, they are called to spend and be spent in the service of the body of Jesus Christ, which is his church. So the minister is a servant of men. But he is also a steward of God. And this comes out very clearly when Paul in verse 25 says, whereof that is of the church, of the body of Christ, I am made a servant, a minister, according to the dispensation. Notice that word, the dispensation of God. Now, this is not said critically of the authorized version. It's simply said factually, because English as a language is one that keeps moving, and therefore the force of words is apt to change either largely or in small ways. To us today, the word dispensation, well, first of all, if you've been brought up with a Scofield Bible, you would think a dispensation is a period of time. And that is not how it's used here. It's not speaking of any period of time whatsoever. The word dispensation to us is a passive word. For example, you all know that the Church of Rome is supposedly a church that says it doesn't believe in divorce. That is, unless you have the money to pay for it. As usual, the Pope's hypocrisy is only matched by his audacity. And certainly, if you have enough money, you can go and you will get what they call an annulment. There are certain legal grounds in which people may have annulments, and personally I don't think an annulment is equivalent to a divorce if those legal grounds and the moral grounds are met. I'm not going into that this morning, but the Pope will take people who have been married for years, who have children as the fruit of their marriage, and under the circumstances, usually monetary, or pulling strings, he will give a dispensation. That's why I say the word is a passive word in English. A dispensation is something we receive. But the word that Paul uses here, if you were to break it up into its constituent parts, it would speak of the law of the house. This is an active word, and a dispensation in the New Testament is not just something arranged by God and received by us, but rather it is an active divine administration. And I want you to think this through with me now. For I've said Paul has a very high view of his ministry. And what he's claiming here is that in fulfilling the office into which God placed him, he was acting by divine authority. And in so far and as long as he fulfilled the office in which God placed him, it was not just Paul working, it was God working. That's the claim that Paul is making. Now, in the highest sense, obviously, that was limited to the apostles. I say in the highest sense, only the apostles were inspired to write binding revelation that would last throughout the entire era of the church. But in the relative sense, it is true of the Christian ministry generally. This is something that's serious for me as a minister, and it's serious for you as the members of the body of Christ. Any minister and any ministry that faithfully sets forth the Lord Jesus Christ and that expounds the Word of God comes with full divine authority. It comes with the authority of Him who gave the word. I want you to understand this. This puts a burden on any minister. I don't think most ministers have a clue in the world as to the solemnity, the seriousness of the task they say God has called them to. I give an opinion here. I can't prove this for very obvious reasons. But I think if you had some means of checking certain internet sites, you'd have found that they were buzzing last night, as they buzz every Saturday night, as lazy, incompetent, dishonest preachers around the world are running from one sermon site to another to find out what can I get from somebody else to preach. God help the Church of Christ when you have a bunch of nincompoops in the pulpit who know so little of God, so little in experience of what it is to get through to God, that all they can do is recycle somebody else's homiletical efforts and present it up. You talk about refried beans, these are regurgitated sermons. It would make a dog sick. I think that so often preachers, they have the job, but they don't have the calling. This is a serious thing for every man that stands behind the pulpit. I was talking to one of my brethren yesterday, a young man who had the task of following in the footsteps of a very eminent, brilliant preacher. Very humble young man and a very good preacher in his own right. God has certainly blessed him. But he said, I have told my people, I am not Mr. So-and-so. I do not have his skills, his ability, his experience. I am still a young man. I am still learning. But then so is he. You never stop learning. But when I come before you from the agony of my study with the message that God has given me, I expect you to listen and I expect you to take it as from God. And he's right, you know. He's right. Absolutely right. For this not only puts a burden on the preacher, it puts a burden on the people. So often, you know, people come to church and they're so taken up with externals. Do I like the suit the preacher's wearing? Do I like the tie he's wearing? Has he his hair done funny? Do I like the sound of his voice? Do I like this? Do I like that? Do I like the other thing? When all the time we ought to recognize, if I am executing an office that God has given me. And remember, when you call me or anybody else to be your minister, you are saying before heaven, I believe that God has given him that office. And if I am executing the office that God has given me, and faithfully setting forth Christ, faithfully expounding this word, not burdening you with every opinion or theory or notion or philosophy that I have adopted along the journey of life, but expounding this word, then it comes with full authority. Yes, subject everything I say to the word. Believe only as it stands according to the word. But nonetheless, remember, as you do that, the minister and the ministry of Christ come with the authority of him who appointed it. You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com.
Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.